The sound of a poem makes a great deal of difference to me. And poetry, I think, always occurs between the polarities of song and speech. In our era, in our right now, poetry is very close to speech. I think perilously close to speech, flattened out. There were other times, such as in the Elizabethan time, when it was much, much closer to song. This poem is about as close to song, I think, as I can get, and still have some sense of the speaking voice in it that will make it poetry for me. It has one word in it, hydras, which was, the hydra was a mythological beast, a water serpent, that had many heads, and if one of its heads was cut off, it would grow back again. Fire and sleep. I think of myself as dust of bones, mornings when I awake to find the fine white ash lining the bottom of my box stove. Each night I slide in logs thicker than the circle of my thigh and watch them all blaze for a while because I am about to sleep and know that what I see in fire and sleep possesses me for no reason I can ever understand. The fire in a dark room is the center of a dream. Flames pulse as constant blue transparencies inside yellow hydras that want me to become them as they change and change again, while on the underside begin orange coals that should seem so cool and delicious on the tongue, and all of it nothing by morning.